Exercise 4. Dave Butcher, director of training for SeaWorld in Florida, showed me more than I'd imagined possible. His sea lions worked for social and tactile reinforcers as well as fish. And of course, for conditioned reinforcers and on variable schedules as well. Consequently, they did not have to be kept hungry in order to make them perform during and after the day's performances. The sea lions could have all the fish they wanted. One result was that the sea lions were not snarly and crabby, as any hungry animal might be. They were friendly to those humans they knew, and they enjoyed being touched. I was astonished to see trainers on their lunch hour sunbathing in a pile with their sea lions, each young man resting against the ample flank of one sea lion with the head of another sea lion in his lap. Another result of the discontinuance of food deprivation was that these sea lions grew and grew. Most trained sea lions in the past, Dave speculated, were small, not because of youth, but because they were stunted.